Super Can straight from the streets. Let's go.
Pat. All right, Russ, in the NFL, opening night started about 30 minutes late with that lightning delay. Well, then the champs went into the half up three, but the Broncos stormed out, shutting out the champs 35-10, smashing them a record 7 TDs for Peyton Manning. He passed for over 462 yards, 0 interceptions, while Flacco 2 TDs, and he was picked twice. Now, what's crazy is, you know, Harbaugh just got that new 4-year deal paying him $7 million a year. And the 22-point loss was the worst in an opener by the Super Bowl champs.
You know what I wish, Russ? I wish I would have known who was going to. I wish I would have known it was going to be a blowout because I could have.
Well, I told you that. Follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Now, outside of Mile High Stadium, they have a big billboard in which they're calling and telling the NFL, allow players to smoke. They're saying it's safer than drinking. Because you know it's legal there in Colorado, recreational use of marijuana.
Oh, you're talking about smoke, marijuana?
Yes. Yes. They say let them smoke.
What about the kids who walk by them and get the contact high? What about
them? I'm just telling you what's going on. Okay. Now, Mike Vick, you know, he was real upset about what went down. You know, Eagles Riley Cooper got chin checked in practice yesterday. Now, got into it with teammate Kerry Williams. Kerry wouldn't speak on it. Riley called it nothing. But another player said Kerry shouted at Riley several times, "I'm not the end to mess with."
Oh,
I'm not the end to mess with. Now, we know Riley Cooper was caught in July using the N-word on tape. Mike Vick was mad. Said, yo, we teammates. We're supposed to be together on
not
this
one. Not
a
good time to do that.
No, not fighting each other. Of course, Eagles facing RG3 Monday night football game moved up to 6:55 Eastern time. I like D.C. to win that one. Texans also playing Monday night, taking on San Diego, 10:15 Eastern time. Give me Houston. Give me the N-O over Buffalo. Cincy over Chicago. Miami at Cleveland. I like the Dolphins. Falcons in the NO. I think the Saints were surprised on that one. Give me Tampa over the Jets, the Colts over the Raiders, the Seahawks over the Panthers. Sorry, Cam. KC over the Jags, San Fran over Green Bay,
come
and
on,
Dallas over New York.
You better do it.
You
better
do it. Taking the Cowboys over the Giants?
Taking the Cowboys on this
one.
I don't make this stuff up. Just know that.
Yeah, just know on Monday when you're all wrong.
All wrong.
Oh, yes. We're going to
imagine that.
Oh, good Lord.
Lamar Odom never made it to rehab. The Kardashians can't keep up with him. According to TMZ, dude haven't checked in with his wife in days. Could it have something to do with this sex tape being shopped around?
Hey. Could it also have something to do? Have you seen her without makeup?
Don't do that. I was thinking, you know what? Maybe he got in over his head. He tired of them in-laws.
I think he's been doing this for a while. Because remember they had an episode on one of the shows, and she was complaining about how bad his breath
stinks.
Right. That's drug use
there.
That's drug use.
And you know what?
Drugs.
How come every picture they show of him now, he totally looks like a crackhead now?
Every
picture he looks like he's sweating. He looks like he's fainting.
Like, if you want to see a picture of Amanda Bynes now, if you looked at a picture about 5 years ago, she's the all-American little squeak girl.
Right.
Now look on TMZ. They got her looking all crazy.
Every picture of Miley Cyrus, she looks like a hoe now. Just like, what?
That's how they do, man. They paint that picture.
Now, they're saying that Lamar Odom has a 15-minute sex tape with some dancer.
Let me tell you something. I could never be accused of having a 15-minute sex tape.
I was going to say, I know.
No way.
I mean, you can edit it together.
30 seconds, 45
seconds. Put it all together. You know?
Put like 15 times together.
Yeah.
Hey, John Wall spending that $80 million already, just paid $4.9 million 2 weeks ago for a mansion in Potomac, Maryland.
Eight bedrooms,
12 bathrooms. I mean, indoor.
And he's single.
Theater, indoor
doing,
basketball
ladies?
Court, the Brett? Whole nine. This house is twice the size as the house that RG3 bought the other.
How old is he?
23 today.
Brett, where's he Brett, live? You're 22.
Potomac,
you know what you
Maryland.
Need to do? You need to go about jogging by there naked.
No,
just go jog by there naked.
That is
just
such butt naked. Great advice,
I'm
Rita's.
Just saying, man, we're going to find out where he lives.
Really?
And every morning, about what time, whatever time, we're going to find what time he leaves to go to practice. You don't jog by there naked.
You should pick up Rita's book, Whoring with an Attitude.
And she knows how.
I'm trying to get you to pick the right one.
With an Attitude.
Pick the right one.
Alfreda's from the Russ Farr Morning Show.
You're an ass.
All right, now, Air Jordan's daughter, Jasmine.
Yes.
Out of the closet, according to Media Takeout.
What?
They're saying she has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's
cool. I saw them pictures.
Hey, I want her happy. But
she look happy. She looks ecstatic in those pictures, yeah.
Just do it.
Sir.
Major League Baseball, the Reds went deep three times to beat the Cards 6-2, three back for the Central. Uh-huh. Now 7 up on D.C. for that wild card. Washington and Miami tonight, Reds hosting the Dodgers. Panthers and Cards will face off. O's over the White Sox. Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.
Thank you, big old Pam. Appreciate that. 54 minutes past
the
hour.
Weak ass picks.